Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bada bing, bada boom. What's good, buddy?
Love it.
Good to see you.
Not much, man. Absolutely. Good to see you, too.
Wow. So, it's been a fucking minute. We haven't done this in a while. We were hot for a minute there, and then we went cold. Was it like the fall?
We had a couple, you know, within maybe a month or 6 weeks. A lot's happened since then. I mean,
I can't keep up. I don't even know kind of like where to start here. Because when I reached out to you a few days ago, I wanted to lead with like, I don't know, just record inflation, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I mean, I unfortunately have to start somewhere else. It's a big elephant in the room.
Yeah. Hey, I hear you.
I mean, 27 school shootings just this year alone. It's scary, man. It's.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's scary, and I don't have a kid like it. You know, I'm not Papa Tone, I'm not Papa Sap. You know what I mean? It's got to be. It's got to be. You know, even weighs on your mind more than me, but it's heartbreaking.
Right. I mean, yeah. She's got a few years, but still, who's to say we won't be? Bro, I remember.
Of course, but
I mean, you were a wee little guy in 90, was that 99 or 98 when Columbine happened?
Yeah, barely remember it, but, you know, remember it on the news a little bit. But
yeah, so I was like in middle school.
I don't really remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I was in middle school, and it was just like, holy, because that was the first one, right? So it was just like, what the fuck is this? So it's just like, here we are 23 years later, 24, whatever. And it's still, we had a little break there, right?
Right.
With COVID.
Yep.
COVID ends, right back in it.
What?
You know,
yep.
I don't know the solution here. So just me, I'm going to come out with it. I'm not against 2A. I'm not against guns. But I am for using them responsibly.
Right.
I don't see the need in a civilian carrying an AR-15, but whatever. You know, stricter gun laws, sure, but like New York City and Chicago have the strictest gun laws in the country, and there's murders there daily. Like teenagers, young adults killing each other daily. They obviously get the guns no matter what, but
right.
I will say, and Steve Kerr kind of hammered this home, this HR 8, this bill, talking about how we need mandatory or universal background checks.
Right.
If you want to purchase a gun, I'm all for that. Because if
100%.
Because if the gun owner's telling me like, oh, we use it responsibly, we use it to protect our family, I'm all for that. 100%. We live in a fucking crazy world. If you want to protect your family, I'm a family guy. I get it. But like a kid who is all fucked up, and maybe not his fault of his own, maybe he was raised wrong, he was bullied, it's terrible, and he turns 18, right. He could just go to a gun store, buy two AR-15s and rounds and the whole thing, and not even be questioned. But he can't buy a beer.
I don't know how valid. Yeah. I don't know how valid this is, but his grandpa who he lived with was a felon, a former felon.
Right. Yeah,
like if a head of household is a felon, like that should be a red flag not to buy. But like so, yeah, Tony, I think you're right on, and I don't think there is one universal solution like at all. Like yes, stricter gun laws, yes, more security to protect, you know, our future generations, you know, kids. You know, school shootings is pretty popular. You know, there was the thing in Buffalo that wasn't a school, but yeah. There should be. You know, how does someone walk into an elementary school? Anyways, you know, before to even get to that, how can that guy even buy a AR-15, you know, without a proper background, like being 18, like, you know, it's just both parts are you know, need to be improved. There's no one solution to anything. And,
yeah,
you know, it's, you know, you can point to one bill that didn't get passed and this bill that didn't get passed or whatever. But, you know, if that bill gets passed too, you know, will it stop? Maybe it will reduce it. That's the hope, right? But, you know, there's a deeper issue, I feel like, too, in a lot of these. And I don't know. It's a wild, wild thing. It sucks that it gets politicized, in my opinion. Like, I think all focus should be on, like, the families and everything like that. And it's a shame that it gets politicized so quick from people saying, let's not politicize it, to politicizing it, you know, two sentences later on both sides. So, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I hate that it's even political. It should just be a tragedy, and everyone should be coming together to, like, pray for the families, or however they want.
You know? Wait. You saw Beto O'Rourke.
Yep, yeah, with the Governor Abbott.
Yeah, he like stormed up, and
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of making it political, right? Like, I get the anger. Yeah, I'm there for you, but he kind of made it a little bit about himself. I don't know. It's just like,
yeah, it's you know, making a name for the party. Maybe who knows? I you know, I think anyone that has a microphone, you know, recently, just with almost anything, is I don't like the state of things right now, and everything's political, and it's just brutal.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, I mean, there's no wrong or right way. It's bad, man. I mean, supposedly this HR8 needs 60 votes, and obviously there's, you know, some people, Republican and Democrat, probably, who, you know.
I think that, you know, that's definitely swings things, or vote-wise or whatever, but, yeah, it's a tragedy.
When Kerr says it's all about power, I guess what he means is, like, obviously these guys are getting money
through organizations.
Through the NRA and whatnot.
NRA,
yeah, because if you pass universal background checks, that's a lot of sales that go down. Supposedly there's more guns than people in this country, which is fucked up. We have way too many guns, probably, than a country needs. And we're the only country that has these shootings, these mass shootings. It's clearly
it's
a problem.
Like, yeah. I guess I've never really... I saw that stat the other day, and not that I don't believe it or anything, but that's crazy to me. I saw, like, you know, hundreds or whatever for the U.S., and the next was, like, 11 or like something,
yeah,
or like 14 or something. Like, second place was like maybe 22. I don't know, nowhere near. It was like U.S. was like 800 or something. Like, what's that? I don't know. So is that overproduction of guns? I don't know. I don't really know, like, how we compare to whatever Germany per capita per gun,
right?
Per capita of person. So I just don't know those stats. It's just freaking, it's wild.
I think you guys just. Blame Putin.
Some people have, I'm sure. Some people have.
Well, that brings me to my next topic. You know, speaking of, why do we have so many guns? Why do we have so many weapons? I mean, we're clearly supplying the world here, right? With a lot of weapons. Ukraine, for one. You and I haven't really talked about it. You know, kind of what's been going on there, but. To me, it looks like a proxy war against Russia. We still haven't really been told why we're so involved over there. Why is Zelensky like a celebrity? You know, why is he at award shows?
Worshipped.
What's that?
Worshipped.
Worshipped.
He's worshipped. Zelensky. I mean, he's the people love him. He's like, no, you're great, a celebrity.
But, like, why, like, aren't people in your country dying? Like, aren't you at, like war? Like, why do you have time to meet with Pelosi and all these America? Like, I just don't get it. It just seems like such theater to me. And there's so many problems in this country that we'll get to. The gas problem, the baby formula problem, the real estate problem. The
monkeypox.
The food shortage problem. What's that?
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox problem. There's just a
and what it raises the force, I guess.
Slew of issues, and we're sending, you know, over $50 billion now to a country that's not even in NATO. that's not even.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's all about. I don't, you know, before that, I'm not sure. Was it over territories or whatever? He wants to get the old Soviet Union back, I guess. It's I'm not really too sure what the war's about, and you know, I'm not for war by any means, but
yeah, same, yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know, like, you know, I'd like to speak to someone from Ukraine and someone from Russia and, like, hear what a civilian has to say and why. I don't understand what the political, like, besides Putin wants more land, is that it? Is that what this is all over? I don't get it.
I don't know.
How does that not be worked out? How can that not be worked out? I don't know. Without a lot of innocent lives being taken, I just don't understand that. And, you know, whether, you know, U.S. is against Russia or U.S. is against Ukraine, I don't know why, you know, besides what you see on TV or whatever, you don't know why, like, U.S. is with, likes Ukraine more than Russia. I don't know, like, the export. I don't know all that information. I don't know who we do more, you know, importing and exporting with. I've never cared or looked into those details, and just foreign affairs, really, I guess, isn't my thing. So I don't really understand why we're so against Russia and for Ukraine, but I'm glad we're not against Russia enough to, like, send troops over there. I believe, right? No troops has any. Unless I'm wrong, I haven't heard that. No troops, just money, and weapons.
Just money, weapons.
$100 billion. It's got to be. I don't know. Am I way off? Is that $40 billion? Is like.
I think
that's what they sent over. But how much before that?
I think it was like $13 billion before that.
So over $50 billion. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of money. I don't know.
It's a lot of.
That sounds like a drop of the bucket, though. I don't know. The government. Who knows? They can just rattle off another $80 billion tomorrow.
Chump change.
With at the printer.
Chump change. Yep.
Oh, there's another $80 billion.
Cha-ching.
Just stuff the registers at all the Starbucks.
our taxpayers. You know, it's taxpayers' money. It's our money. You know, a lot of potholes out there. Maybe not in New Hampshire. But
so I recently at the beginning of this year, I got a new job within the same company, but my office was technically out of Mass, but I worked from home,
right,
in New Hampshire, and I don't even really like going to Massachusetts very often, really, ever.
Yeah. Massholes.
I'd say, you know, if I have to, or, you know, there's some good spots, like courses or whatever, or driving through, going to Boston. I'm flying out this, you know, a few days. So I'll be there. But to work, I don't have to drive on the roads. And then I noticed I was paying Mass tax because they technically switched my office, even though I'm remote.
Oh, wow.
So I was paying Massachusetts state tax. And then all of a sudden, two paychecks in, I'm like, whoa. Like, I've always worked in New Hampshire, even when I worked, you know, in the office, was right down the road from me now. What's going on here? And then, you know, they fixed it. But it was because, like, a new job that was technically hired out of a different office. But I didn't realize it for, like, a couple. But, you know, I don't drive on those potholes that they don't fix.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Quick story about. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So I am gonna have to file a Massachusetts tax return in, you know, next year.
Wow.
To the beginning of 22.
That's crazy, and it's probably.
But like that happens. But that happens a lot with everyone now working remote. Like, there's people who are paying California state tax that live in New York, who work for whatever Salesforce, whatever's out there, remote as a sales or tech or whatever. And they're paying California tax living in New York.
That's crazy.
Like, that happens.
That's good. Yeah. That's got to be fixed because, you know, I recruit now for the tech industry, and I'd say most people are working remotely at this point. I mean, just from...
Yeah, I don't think I would take a job anywhere else at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the amount
of people... I'm getting it done around here.
Yeah, the amount of people who go in Monday through Friday, it's slim to none. I mean, it's very minimal. There's a lot of hybrid out there, but it's mostly
hybrid,
remote.
Hybrid.
Yeah. 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 Well, those days are over.
That's how it is. Well, you got to think, and that's how it curves, you know, curving some industries, but...
Yeah. What's gas at right now in New Hampshire?
Probably pretty close to you. Oh. Probably pretty close to you guys. I don't know. I remember, like, my dad used to take me to Tony the Tiger, like, back on Elm Street, which is now Budget Gas. And it was, like, the cheapest in town. I remember, like, when I was way younger, seeing it under a dollar. It was, like, the last one under a dollar around, you know. But there was that place was $4.74 today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, I'll go to Mobile. Mobile's, like, $4.59. It's But, you know, it was honestly, like, a few weeks ago, it was, like, $3.99.
Yeah, it went down.
$3.89.
Yep.
But then it went up even higher.
Yeah. We're pushing five. Yeah. Can I get a six?
I got five on it.
You know,
yeah. I usually just go to, like, I'll put gas in. First off, I don't drive very far. I don't go very far.
Right.
I really stay around. You know, we take some trips. I did drive to Virginia, put some miles on that, on the car. But, I don't know. I usually just put in, like, you know, $20 or $25. And I've always done that. And, like, sometimes I just have to go to the gas station a lot more often now. So I still put in, like, $20. And, you know, it's like, instead of, you know, a little over a half, it's a little over a quarter.
Right.
Yeah, I just got to go to the gas station in the day.
Yeah.
2 days, like.
Yeah.
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 It used to give me, you know, a little more than a half. That's all it is. But, yeah, it's for people who, like, commute, like, that's just crazy to me. Like, some people, that really, like, affects – it affects people a lot more than, like, just, you know, at least myself and Brittany. But, you know, she drives a few miles to work, but under five or whatever. And some people that commute, like, 40 miles a day or 50, you know, and it's 5 days a week or 4 days a week. Like, that's just, like, how can you even do that? You know?
Those days are, just, yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Those days are kind of over. Yeah, it's bad. I can't explain the gas thing either. You know, there's so many people who want to blame Putin, you know, and then there's people that want to blame Biden. I don't know if you blame. Isn't this a case of, like,
I think it's the same thing. It's just a mixture of, it's a shitstorm. It's both. It's plus other factors. It's everything coming in. I don't know. It's got to be a combo of stuff because it's bad. Like,
but,
you know, yes, gas slowly crept up until the war, and then, you know, all of a sudden it skyrocketed and hasn't really come down.
But, like, aren't we, we've come to find out, we're the largest supplier of oil in the country, in the world, right? The U.S.?
Yeah, is it not drilling because of environmental reasons? Is that?
Yeah, it's something like Biden closed some pipeline. I don't know if that's, you know.
Does that have to do with prices? I'm assuming, right? It has to, right?
I guess so. And then there's a whole supply somewhere in the Mountain West. I'd seen that, like, we could be utilizing, but we're not, and I don't know. But, like, you know, of course, it's bad. Republicans, they want to point out the pipeline and, you know, blame Biden, and then the Democrats want to, you know, blame Putin and blame Russia. So it's like,
yeah, they take blame off, and it's all about, you know, and this is just what's bad, and you know, whether it's how people vote. Or how the, you know, how the government votes on, you know, policies or whatever, or how they act or what they say. It's all just, like, image based.
It's
like,
theater,
you know.
Yeah,
it's all, yeah. You know, might as well be the WWE. It's staged, the whole thing. It's like,
yeah,
you know, and, like, I will say, you know, I was watching Biden, you know, address the nation last night. I don't know if you caught that speech he gave. I think it was around, like, 8:30.
A little bit.
And he started talking, and, you know, he lost his son, and it's kind of like, I feel like he was, like, you know, kind of going, getting along, like, getting through paragraphs and everything.
Putting sentences together.
yeah. It sounded good, but I feel like he was speaking, like, you know, whatever, from his heart, like, off teleprompter, saying, like, hey, everyone needs to come together and pray, like, you know, losing a kid is, you know, the horrific thing, and, like, he didn't say, you know, but, you know, he lost his son or whatever. And and just, like, and then I feel like he jumped into a speech, and it was, like, kind of politics right off the rip. And you can tell, and you can almost see his eyes, like, go from the camera to the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And it was, like, kind of stumbled through a speech that was just, like, you know, not, you know, just all political at the end of it. And then a lot of, you know, media stations, you know, let's just politicize the whole tragedy, and that's I don't mean to go back to it, but
it's
heartbreaking.
It is. Nothing makes sense about it. Like, literally nothing makes sense. I don't get these shootings at all. Like, they almost seem connected, right? The amount that they happen and the way that they happen.
Yeah.
Is there, like, an underground network that the FBI, CIA can't seem to figure out, like, are all these psychopaths communicating with each other? Like, oh, I'm going to shoot up this school. I'm going to shoot up that.
You know, like, I'm sure someone's out there, Tony, and I'm glad it's not me. I'm sure someone's out there and got a whole board with all this info and like a solid like connecting the dots kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it'll like never come to fruition and get buried somehow. That's probably what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even if someone is figuring it all out, it's never gonna.
It's like Charlie.
If there's a deeper agenda, it's all
Charlie and Always
muffled.
Sunny. Charlie, you know, you ever see the?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the exact meme I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all gonna get muffled anyway somehow.
But yeah, there's
keep on.
There's so many things that can't be explained right now. Like literally everything can't be explained. Like everyone's getting COVID now. I don't know how many people you know with COVID. I know so many people COVID, but no one cares. It's like over. No one cares. So we 2 years lost.
Whatever the recommendation is.
Yeah, 2 years lost. And,
yeah, I know. It was a lot of huss and fuss about that, but you know, some data came out that really wasn't broadcasted over mainstream media, and
yep.
All of a sudden, all the mandates are gone, and masks are gone, this, that, and the other thing, and. That's a wrap on the monkeypox.
Yeah, onto monkeypox.
Thanks, Bill.
Onto the abortion leak. You know,
onto the next bio weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
I'm not even going to get into the abortion stuff. We're two men.
You know? No way.
No,
I can't even relate.
No way.
I'm out of that.
No way. Yeah, not even going to jump into that. But you know, the stuff that really hurts is just like food. I go grocery shopping now. Everything's up. You know, something that used to be, you know. $50 shop is now 100. It's crazy.
Oh, 100%. I bought a Dasani today for like a 219 or something, 20 ounce.
Fucking
Dasani water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 2019. Because I was like, I forgot to pack one. And I was like on the road and needed water.
Yeah. You
know, tough mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Explain your big crypto guy. Explain the crypto crash. Is this forever? Like, what's going on? I kind of saw.
Yeah.
It coming, but like, is this bad? Is this like long term? Is it short term? You know, what's going on?
I don't know. So like, just the first time I like started paying attention and like downloaded Coinbase, I think Bitcoin was at like 21, maybe I saw it dip to 19 at some point, which it's higher than now and definitely could go lower. But for me and I don't really, you know, I have some stuff I like to play around with by your Dogecoin. You know, I've taken some wins, I've taken some losses with trading crypto around, but like I've like continued to been saving and like doing like a lot of my savings, like a good percentage of my savings in Bitcoin, like continue to stack it away on like an offline wallet the way you're like supposed to, and like not really looking at it on a 2 year time frame, more like a 20 year time frame, 4 year time frame kind of thing. You know, so I'll continue to invest, and I have some that I like to, you know, kind of buy and sell, and you know, try to time it, but it's really tough. I've seen this thing whip around like crazy. I think it's actually moving like right directions. You got two nations now, who has it as like, you know, one of their national currencies. And the idea of Bitcoin specifically is a lot different than like all the other crypto stuff. I'm sure you heard of like the big kind of rug pull that happened recently with Luna. Did you read any of that?
No.
Yeah. So there was a big, there's a lot of like, you know, sketchy things going on. NFTs, like the idea of NFTs are a really good idea, but then people are like getting scammed and you hear these people losing X amount of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for the most, you know, for someone bought that NFT for X amount of dollars, but someone also made it for free and then sold it for $1,000, and someone bought that for $100,000, so on and so forth, or whatever. You know what I mean? It takes a little bit of time to make and mint. You know, I've minted a couple NFTs just messing around with it. One was a picture of Kramer.
Oh, yeah?
A picture of this Kramer from Seinfeld minted it. Yeah. I got OpenSea. I got a couple NFTs. If anyone's looking at it, you know,
I'm just
experimenting around. Nope. Tried to sell a couple. No one bought. It's free to make. You can make them and try to sell them. So if someone's like, "Oh, that's cool," and like buys it, you're like, "Oh, cool." Now I have like cryptocurrency I can transfer. And
okay,
I mean the whole idea of cryptocurrency, and I don't know if you ever like kind of seen it be transferred, is like, you know, if I owed you $40 or whatever, it's very similar to just how like Venmo works.
Right.
It's literally just like boom, and then you you just like you have a little, you know, little wallet address.
Yeah.
Called, like on the blockchain, it's just boom, instant. You like, you know, get it within like, you know, a minute. So, you know, what's convenient about it is like you can send your buddy in Japan like $2 million if you wanted to, you know, wallet to wallet, secure.
Yeah.
Anonymously. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, good and bad. You know, people can use it. People can use it for drugs, whatever. That's what a lot of people say, or, you know, black market stuff. But like, you know, so is every other currency being used for black market stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, same thing. Yeah, but it's, you know, Bitcoin's definitely taken a hit from like its high. Absolutely. You know, they always say zoom out, but like, so is everything. I mean, I look at every investment I have, like my 401k is down 40% from its high. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like any other stock I held long-term is down 40% from its high. Like every which way I look, and then everything else, I mean, I'm looking for houses. I mean, you know, I'm sure you keep an eye on the housing market up there. Like houses are a little more, I've looked at least in, you know, I don't know about maybe your area, but Glens Falls area, just like kind of poking around, you know, and I got my laptop when I'm up there, and, you know, housing is a little cheaper up there, but, you know, I look around here, it's like the housing market's crazy. They're saying that's going to dip a little bit, but, you know, I looked at a $300,000 shed the other day, you know, and then yeah. You know, around the corner was a shed with a garage for $375,000. It was a shed with a garage, but it wasn't connected. And yeah. So that's kind of like, you know, what we're looking at right now for houses, which is pretty tough.
If I were you,
I haven't made an offer. We're kind of taking it slow. Maybe, you know, my goal, I'd like to get in one by like, you know, the end of summer is kind of where I'm looking. But, you know, it's kind of tough right now.
Yeah, I mean,
like, at least put in offers. And I mean, we get already talked to the guy to get pre-qualified and all that. But.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to get the rates before they go out of control because they keep rising. They're supposed to rise a few more times this year. I think they're in like the fives and sixes. They were obviously in the twos and threes during most of this pandemic. That's obviously not going to happen. That was like record lows. Same with the gas and all that shit. So I think that's probably why we're in this inflation bullshit, right? Because everything was down.
It was a weapon.
And now it's obviously, COVID's over. Now it goes back up. Now we got to make up for it. Who knows? But the real estate market, I mean, obviously, I think it's going to maybe not 08 status crash, but I think it's going to hit a peak, and then, you know, all the buyers who
they said peak set. They say it's cracking.
Yeah,
it's not broken. It's cracking.
It's cracking, exactly. But so you might
I'm trying to time it, try to just catch it a little bit on the dip, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
It's going to bounce back at some point, and I'll probably still be living. You know, I'm not looking for a place for forever. I'm just looking for you know, something that maybe I can sell for at least get my money back a little bit in equity in 6-7 years and hopefully get something, you know, that a little more long term.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the long term goal, I guess, you know. But yeah. It's tough. It's tough looking, man. You know, it's looking around. I get my updates and I'm like, oh, yeah, what's this? That looks decent. Oh, okay. Yeah. 5.44 something. Yep. Up there. You know, anything decent's up in the fours or whatever. It's
crazy.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Even 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe by end of this year or like third quarter, we could, like, houses could hit their peak. Like, because some of these people are asking for stupid asking prices, right? But people are willing to pay for it because they're getting the low interest rates. Once those interest rates go up, these people can't keep asking for way over, you know, way over the market for their homes. So eventually it's probably going to go back down because no one's going to bite on their house. So,
but you're still paying a bunch of interest anyway.
Exactly. Because like, the interest rates are. So that's where it's going to get tricky and who knows, but you know, I don't know what this time next year is going to look like, but yeah, it's not looking great. But if you're looking now and if you're ready now, fuck it. You know, strike while the iron's hot, but I know. I don't want to tell people, oh, just wait, hold off, you know, till next year.
No, I know, but it's also, you know, it's something that, you know, I got a couple months left on a lease, and I can even go month to month after that, stuff like that. And I just, it's overdue. I waited too long, but, you know, I'm here, you know, can't rewind time, so.
Yeah.
Got to get something soon.
Right.
You know? Rent, it's like, you're either getting screwed on a house or screwed in rent. Like, you know, my place has gone up $400-$500.
That's what I'm saying.
A few years ago. So it's like, you're getting screwed either way. Might as well get screwed and build
equity. Is there anything out there that, is there anything out there that hasn't gone up? Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, literally everything has gone up. Anything's
weed,
the same.
Weed.
That's true.
Weed's cheaper. It's the only thing I've thought of, Tony. It's the only thing I've thought of.
Well, there's more growers because it's exactly. It's more legal.
It's more abundant.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, though.
Which is pretty cool. It's really what I spent, you know, a lot of money on, most of my money on in the late teens and early 20s. This is like, you know, getting ripped off.
But it also depends who you know, right? Like, because some of this legal shit is pretty expensive. No, like you go and get like a gram of like a cart of something. Of like oil, and it's pretty pricey, but like flour, I know what you're talking about. Like, flour is actually hasn't gone up. I feel like an eighth is still $35.
Well, so that's my preference, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I always, it's just like those pens and all that are expensive because they last forever. And then, you know, I like going to the dispensary. There's one in Mass, probably like 40 minutes from me. You guys don't have any open, do you?
So we have some places that are starting to, like, I have a spot, shouts to Brownies,
nice.
That you can get, actual flour and a brownie, and you can get gummies, the Delta 8 joints.
Yeah.
The peach gummies, they're really good. I like them. 25 milligram each. You get 10 of them.
But it's that's like Delta 30 8. Bucks. That's not, we got that around here.
What's that?
It's a little, that's different though. Isn't
no,
it? Delta 8?
No, it's the shit.
Same thing.
Yeah, no, it's THC.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's clean. It's clean.
They have that over here too.
Try it out. I'm telling you, it's good shit. I don't smoke it.
Mass has like dispensaries. Yeah, you just eat the gummies.
Yeah.
And I got those gummies before.
Yeah, no, really, they're really good, man. So I like those. But yeah, you're right. Weed has kind of stayed the same. But other than that, man, it's like literally everything.
Saw Arizona's $1.99. Arizona iced teas.
That's tragic, man. The tall boys, fuck, man.
Yeah.
We used to live off that in college. The Arnold Palmer Light.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that and the peach and the regular iced tea joint. The green tea, exactly. I like that one as well. Yeah, crazy. $1.99. It's bad. So you see crypto though, eventually it'll go back up. It's like Wall Street.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Can I say it's not going to go lower than, you know, its recent low? No, absolutely not. It could go definitely a lot lower than now. And you know, I'll probably buy my usual $50 on Friday like I normally do.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll just keep it going.
There you go. So are we headed to a civil war in this country?
Oh, geez, I hope not. Yeah, I hope not. It sure seems like it seems like people are trying to like make that happen.
You know,
like,
what
in
though?
The government.
When people say that, people like, you know, I hear like Tim Pool say it, and I think even Trump said it. Didn't Trump? Are you on Truth Social?
I'm not. No.
Which I'm counting down the days till he says fuck this Truth Social shit. No one's on it. I'm going back to Twitter.
I heard it like there was. I heard there was like delays and stuff.
Well,
wait list.
So the reason I bring this up is he retweeted something on Truth, or he retruthed as they call it, on Truth Social, something about someone saying there's going to be a civil war in this country. What are we doing here? So there's going to be two different armies going. It makes no sense. So clearly it's like a media civil war, obviously, which has been going on for since we've been alive.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's stupid. So, you know, I don't think anything like that, but clearly both sides are more, you know, at each other's throats than ever, over so much crap right now. And, you know, midterms are coming. So, you know,
yeah, it's like
it's time to amp up everything.
Yeah.
You still watching Tucker?
It's brutal, of course. Yeah.
What's Tucker been talking about this week?
Oh, everything and anything and everything. You know.
Yeah.
I've been tuning into Tucker.
He's the only.
I'll, Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's the only mainstream media personality that I can, like, tolerate, because he's the only one that's, like, sort of red-pilled. You know what I mean? Like he'll even criticize Republicans. Like, he's not really that.
He talks a lot of shit about Lindsey Graham and McConnell. And
yeah, he's
a bunch
not.
Of shitbag Republicans, and there are a bunch of shitbag Republicans, and there's, in my opinion, even more shitbag Democrats, but
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I think you said some good stuff that the mayor, New York City.
He likes Eric. He likes Adams.
No, I'm saying I do, but no. What Tucker's been, I'm just saying, like, on both sides, I feel like I was saying before, they're all image based.
Yeah.
You know what they want their party to think, and versus what they really think and what they really feel, and that's like a shame because, you know, it's whatever. It's brutal, and they call out each other, you know, via Twitter or in media or whatever, and you know, I don't know.
It's a
bloodbath. Like, listening to either any of them, seeing clips, like, I'd follow it all day on Twitter. You got whatever AOC subtweeting Ted Cruz, vice versa.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
I follow some good pages.
I'm glad you brought that up because we definitely live in crazy times when Marjorie Taylor Greene is more to the left than the Squad and AOC are. So that $40 billion that was passed by the Senate and sent to Ukraine, Marjorie Taylor Greene voted against it, and supposedly Bernie Sanders voted for it. So, what the hell is this? This guy's always crying about war, no war, and meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's supposed to be all the way to the right, she's voting against it. He's voting for it. So, like, what kind of wacky world do we live in when that's the case?
I don't know. I don't understand. Like the, I feel like a lot of Republicans were voting to, like, keep the money in the country, right?
Right, but in the past they used to be the pro war people, right? Now it's like the Democrats are the pro war people. They seem to be all for this war.
That's what I don't understand. Like, why are they paying for war? Like, I don't get that. Like, why is it okay? Why? Because Ukraine's innocent, but, like, we don't want to pay for U.S. war because we're not innocent. That's always the thing. Like, I just feel like a lot of the you know. Maybe I'll go with extreme left, hard left, whatever you want to say. I don't think it's all left, but, you know, we'll go the radicals. They, like, tear down America and, like, act like we're the biggest shit country.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone's the worst, whether it's, you know, not aware of other countries or racism or, you know, genderism or non-Barryitism against whatever, like,
yeah,
that's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
with what's going on with the, you know, with all that shit.
But, yeah. Oh yeah, we haven't even gotten to trans, yeah, trans and
so,
racism,
know, so,
and
like,
all
what,
that. Yeah.
Like, it's all, but like, you have the left just a lot of people like just hating America, like we're pieces of shit, this and that, like, you know, bringing up our ancestors from, you know, early 1800s, whatever it is, like. I don't know. I just feel like they, like, try to tear down, like, America and Americans. And, like, you know, just we want to be liked by every other country. So, you know, if Ukraine's innocent, you know, let's all support them or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like I said before, I don't know the ins and outs of that war. But, well, like, why, you know, I don't know. I don't.
Well, it's kind of weird when Hunter Biden, he worked for a energy company. A Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, and Pelosi's son, I don't know his name, he also worked for, like, a Ukrainian company of some sort.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know,
right? So, like, how shady is that?
Like, it's a bunch of shady shit.
Yeah, so, like,
well, go look at Pelosi's, go look
portfolio.
At Pelosi's fucking stock trading.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, crooks. All of them.
Yeah.
Right in front of us.
I don't know why people vote anymore. I don't even know why people vote anymore. It's like, it's just a waste. What are you voting for, you know, at this point?
Lesser evil, and that's the problem. It's a lesser evil. Like, you know, I don't know.
Lesser evil? I mean, Biden seems more evil.
That's what it is. Whoever the lesser evil is, though, that's whoever, in their opinion, thinks a lesser evil. I mean, like, you know, there's some politicians I do like. There's a lot of politicians I don't like, both majority don't like, but...
it's awful. I mean, I like Tulsi Gabbard. She's not even a politician anymore, and that's about it for me. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's what I don't understand. It's like, and you know, let's see, 2024 right around the corner. Like, why isn't like a strong Green Party who's just like common sense based? Like, hey, you guys ready yet? Like, here I am. You know what I mean? Like, how many votes can they muster up? Like, I don't know. Maybe never enough to win, but like, if they have a chance of winning, like, you know, what the hell? Like, if they made sense and I agreed with like their thought process, and I don't have to agree with every policy like one party has. And like, that's the thing that, like, you know, a lot of people I feel like don't understand. Like, just because you know, disagree with this doesn't mean you have to agree with this. Like, I hear a lot of people, you know, whether it's socially liberal and fiscally conservative, like, you know, that's a thing. And
yeah,
you know, it's like, I just don't understand how a Green Party is like, whether it's a Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, she's at least got a name. She could make some noise, like, whoever.
But,
like,
but here's the problem.
There's not enough insider freaking back.
Exactly.
There's not enough party back. That's what sucks.
There's not enough corporate money. There's not enough corporate money then, to support that.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless Elon. Guy. You know, he's the richest guy in the world. Can he, you know, fund a new party? You know, help fund a new party?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But there's also, no offense to, you know.
Once he has Twitter, he can.
Yeah, you never know. But, like, no offense to, you know, the baby boomer generation. But they've just been, you know, kind of programmed. You got to go one party or the other. But our generation, the younger people, we're like, fuck this. This two-party system is not working. It's never worked. It's never going to work. Like, we need something. Yeah. We need, like, common sense. We don't need special interest groups and corporations running the country. Because that's really what it is at the end of the day. You know, these politicians, like, well, we like, said,
what's this? What's this WEF conference?
Oh, yeah. Do you follow Poso? What's his face? Pasovic? Jack
Pasovic.
On Twitter. Yeah, he's now WEF Poso or something. He always changes his name. God. Anyway, I have no idea what that is.
World Economic Fund.
Yes.
Bill Gates being a weirdo, unleashing the next bio of it. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta guess. We can talk, actually. I just gotta get water.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit's freaking.
Well,
that shit's weird too. That's an elitist gathering.
Yeah, like
Bill Gates.
Yeah, like
Bill Gates running the.
Well, Davos. Running. You've heard of Davos before, right?
I guess I haven't. Is that Sweden?
No, Davos. It's this conference. I think it's in Switzerland or I don't know somewhere.
Yeah, that's where they are.
But it's all the world's leaders. They all go there and, you know, talk about plans to ruin our lives. Basically, Alex Jones, you know, has been talking about it for years. But it is a real thing, and you know, every year these psychopaths, you know, meet there and, you know, devise a new plan to ruin our lives. I don't know. I can't explain
seems
it.
Seems like, is that correct or no?
What?
Is that what's going on over there? What's the thing? What is their purpose? Like, just trying to, what's it based around? Like, what is their, like, I guess, you know, if you really want to say what's their cover, is it an environmental thing? Like, how to.
Yeah, no, I think they just talk about all sorts of world issues, probably money, climate, whatever. Obviously, nothing gets solved. But really, maybe they're just devising ways to, you know, make more money. So, for themselves, not for us, if I had to guess.
Well, so Bill Gates is, I'm pretty sure Bill Gates is, like, main speaker of that or something, or fucking, I don't know.
Probably, he probably goes, like, to it all the time, yeah.
He's, like, I feel like he's, like, involved in that.
Yeah.
But, hold on. Hold that thought. Okay, so here's a $325,000 mobile home.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, this is a mobile home. Like, not in a trailer park, like, has a little bit of a property, but it was a mobile home, like, it was dropped there by, like,
oh yeah,
you know, an excavator.
Oh my god.
But Bill Gates, yeah, terrible. Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. X. Yeah. I'll see you in a month. But
yeah, Bill Gates. I mean,
Bill Gates was shorting Tesla, and he's all about saving the planet. He's shorting Tesla, and like, he set like a big short. I'm sure billions of dollars of short, and he's, you know, definitely been making profit on it. Like, the stock's been getting freaking crushed, and And they like, Elon tweets me, he's like, yeah, you're all about saving the planet, but like Tesla's trying to save the planet and you're like a massive short on it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, yeah. What are you doing, dude? Asshole. And then he was bragging about it, not at that WEF conference, but at like some, you know, some speaking on stage in front of people laughing about it.
Yeah, but no, it's
he's a weirdo. When you read some of the stuff he's involved in,
oh, dude,
farms,
dude, he's
trying to make bio meat, dude, trying to poison the masses.
Yeah, bro, his vaccines, his polio vaccines that like killed kids in like India or some shit or Sri Lanka, or, I don't know.
Oh,
like
I never, yeah. See, I don't even want to go down that all that rabbit hole. It's just like way too much. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's better knowledge in my brain, like for my brain space.
No, we're not,
you know what I mean? I only have so much.
Yeah,
I only have so much RAM to like instead of going down Bill Gates rabbit holes. But you know, I got a buddy who does, and you know, I hear some crazy stories, and not that I don't believe him, not that I do believe him, but you know, I just. I try to stay in my lane for the most part.
He had the divorce from his wife, and then, you know, there's all these pictures of him and Epstein and, you know, that whole connection. He went on the plane a bunch of times. I mean, clearly Bill Gates is, like, a shady character, right? Like, he just recently said that COVID really wasn't, like, you know, ended up just being, like, kind of like the flu, you know? Like, we were able to, you know, it's like, bro, like, are you kidding me? Like, you were like the leading pioneer with these vaccines and just like all this shit. And then Fauci, you saw the video leak from him back in the 90s talking about the flu.
Oof.
Fauci? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, COVID's over now. So it's like, you know, whatever. I mean, it's still there, but like no one even cares anymore.
I do like some of the memes, you know, like, Fauci on a milk box or whatever.
All
of a sudden, like, something else was going on. Some data came out, and all of a sudden, you know, he's like, guy went MIA for a few weeks or whatever, you know?
Yep. Yeah. It's, it's just one distraction after another, obviously. It's, new flavor of the week. It's pretty brutal.
It really is, and, I don't know, it's still, you know, it's gonna be tough. It's, I really think the presidential election is going to be Trump and Biden, unfortunately. But see who else who runs, whether it's DeSantis or whatever. Like, you know, if I were to choose for Republican, I'd probably do.
He probably would have said by now if he was running.
DeSantis.
Yeah, honestly, there's no other people emerging. I see, you know, evil witch Hillary like creeping in, trying to be in the spotlight. But
all of a sudden, she's in the limelight again,
yeah.
Making trick.
Yeah,
giving well, her. Paying this lady, you know, $250,000 to speak, and like, then who's like paying the other end, buying the ticket to listen? Like, it's,
oh yeah, she's the worst, dude. Honestly, like,
she's just whack.
I can't stand the Democrats are the fakest fucking people, and then the Republicans are just like nuts. But there are some of them actually that make some sense from time to time. Believe it or not,
I agree.
Yeah,
but it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what they're just like, but a lot of them, it's like, you know, same thing. It's like, I agree with some of the things, and then it's just like, all right, a little over the top on this one or whatever.
Well, that's
like,
why it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I don't see like many politicians like speaking out against like party norms or whatever. Like, why is that not more common? Like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I agree with this, but I don't agree with this. Like, why doesn't that ever happen? Like, why aren't, you know, like, why do you all have to be like all Democratic ways or all party ways, like on this and this, like
to get votes,
you know, very whatever. Manchin Reagan voted against the BBB or whatever.
Build Back Better.
Yeah.
Build Back Bullshit. Yeah. Well, yeah. Supposedly all that was going to be, cause there was a lot of, stuff in the pork of it, as they like to call it, in the pork, like sending money to this country, it was just a lot of like transfer of wealth, like, you know, it wasn't giving back into like America, and you know, it was Build Back Better, but it was like Build Back Better for like the world. I don't fucking know. I'm not gonna act like I know what it is, but supposedly it wasn't gonna benefit us in any way. So. I don't know, man. And then, you know, supposedly Biden was escalating war with China and Taiwan now. So what, are we going to have a proxy war with China?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I wouldn't get into fights with China.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't necessarily think you get in fights with Russia either. They have the second biggest military, right? So I don't know. I don't think people should get in war. I think we should try to, try to do business with China and see how they can benefit us.
Diplomacy, right? Like, diplomacy is probably...
how we can benefit them or whatever.
Diplomacy is the best way. And, you know... people want to get on Trump. I wasn't a fan of Trump, but he did actually try and go and speak with these people and work things out, make a deal, whatever. Biden doesn't do that at all.
Lot stronger foreign affairs. I mean, I don't think Biden can really have a conversation.
Yeah, well, that's true.
These people, I really don't, man, and neither can Miss Vice President.
Oh, Kamala, forget it. She's the biggest joke.
So
ever.
I just got to try to ride this out, and I don't think he's really going to run again. Even if Democrat wins or whatever, I just hope it's really not like these two or whatever. They have better, someone a little more competent can stand up a little bit better when it comes to foreign affairs. It's kind of my biggest concern. Tragedies like last night happened is really, really heartbreaking, obviously, and 20 dead, most kids, but there's a war that happens that's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. If something happens, if we piss off the wrong people or whatever, nukes happen. That's a whole different, that's something that I've never hoped to see in my lifetime or any kid's lifetime. It can happen. It can happen. So it's I worry about, I think foreign affairs should be on the top of everybody's priority list on who I should vote for.
The U.S. has been bombing, God, how many countries in the Middle East for over two decades now, or about two decades, Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, obviously that whole thing.
Your camera's off.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Oh.
Also, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment advocates will say, look at what's going on in Ukraine. This is why we want to have our guns in case something like this happens on our turf or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's the other side of it, and that's the points that are being made.
There's
both sides, but someone needs to be back to gun laws, should be able to need to pass a written, there's no reason if you want to buy an AR, that's great. You should know how to there should be a physical test and a little written test.
Oh, more, background check.
And a background check and all that. So
all that.
Now maybe you don't need to go through all that to buy a 9mm or whatever, hunting might be a little bit different if you want toy guns, and that's what they're supposed to be, are toys, and then worst case scenario guns, then okay, you should have the right to do that, but you need to go through a process. And why that's not simple for fucking two parties to figure out,
that's saying
fucking beyond me. And it's just it makes me nuts.
It's all for money. It's all for money and power, man.
Whatever. And then same other side token, whatever the far right's argument, there should be better security at schools. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too.
I don't know about arming teachers, but definitely
get a cop
or two. Yeah, something.
Did he sneak in a window? Where did the guy come supposedly, in? Supposedly. A locked door at all times. Someone guarding the door at all times.
There was an officer. Supposedly an officer approached him and spoke to him, and he still let him go in, or he still walked in. That's the rumor right now. It's fucked up.
So there's got to be two officers.
There's going to be more coming out. I don't know. Supposedly he was approached by an officer.
How many officers are in construction detail?
Right.
How many?
I know.
Throw an extra one at school. Whatever.
I know.
Whatever you need to do.
It's really. I mean. We're just on a podcast talking about this. It is really simple solution, but
you want to run? I'm out. Is that brutal?
Yeah, fuck that. But
Man. Go ahead, sorry.
No, let's transition. Let's talk about how's golf been.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, man, I've just been, beyond all that stuff, I stay in tune, a lot more in tune, in the last 2 to 3 years than I have my whole life, whether it's, turning into the 30s, the 30 corner, whatever, or just all the shit that's been going on, obviously, but I try to stay in my own lane. I work from home. I play a lot of golf. Brittany and I are going good. Definitely trying to get out of the place, but like looking to stay around here and definitely happy with the area. I love living in New Hampshire and life's good, man. I like work and I love golf with my buddies all the time.
Living free.
Probably golf like 25, 30 times this year.
Damn, living free, not dying. So you're back in your same country club, right? Where you had your party.
Oh yeah, ICC, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, what do you a scratch golfer at this point?
No, I stink still. some days I'm good, man. Some days I'm good. Brittany's been picking it up a little bit.
Oh yeah,
we did a little called Nine and Dine. It's a 3-hole scramble, 3-hole best ball, 3-hole. Alternate shot or something, and Brittany did pretty good. She made like a 30-foot putt on number two, and like made a nice chip for Brittany on number three. Yeah, we thought we won, but come to find out, someone came in a little bit lower. But we did really well. Yeah, we're the leader in the clubhouse out of like 10 groups. So
she's natural. Yeah. It sounds like
good coach. Good coach.
Of course. Yeah. What?
But yeah. I've been playing with the fam a little bit, playing with my mom on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, it's full-blown golf season. I'm been definitely a few times a week, couple leagues.
What about the PGA? What's going on with, like, Phil? Shouts to Juice. He wanted me to ask this. What's going on with Phil? Like, why is he a degenerate gambler?
I like Phil, man. I'm a big Phil guy. I read his comments, but I couldn't really, like, comprehend. I don't know enough about, like, what that league's all about. The Saudi league, but he said something.
What's going on?
Blood belt built on blood money or something like that, and like this got canceled pretty much. And yep. Like probably just went off the rails a little bit. Like I don't know, he had like some pretty good image going on, but like probably thought a certain way, and he got canceled a little bit. And he's definitely older. I mean, he just won the recent major that Justin Thomas just won this past weekend.
I know
he won
last year,
a year ago.
Yeah. So why didn't he even enter?
I don't know, man. I hope to see him play a little bit. I always like Phil. I like his game. I like his good attitude, and he's always been like good with fans. I always thought a couple bad comments, I guess. I don't know. A lot of people were
maybe
muffled about the comments.
Maybe
I don't
they
know.
Told him take a step away for a little while.
Yeah, maybe let it cool off. But I mean,
yeah,
hasn't so much shipping going on? Like I don't know elsewhere. I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe something else needs to happen in golf. But I like a lot of the golfers. There's a lot of good PGA players coming up. That Scott, the Masters winner, Scottie Scheffler. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Scottie
yeah.
Scheffler just won the Masters.
He killed it.
Yeah, he's but he's got a little unorthodox swing. I like him. He's young, and I like Justin Thomas. I like a lot of the guys. Bryson's kind of a goober, but
yeah, what's been going on with him? He's been kind of out of it a little
he's
bit.
He's injured from bulking up and swinging out his back.
Who's your guy?
Who? Oh, my number one.
Yeah,
Tiger. Besides Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Tiger's my number one, but I like see that. I like Kevin Kisner, really, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if you know Kis. Kis, Barstool
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing a Barstool Classic, by the way. I'm doing a Barstool Classic in September. I don't know if you've seen those golf tournaments.
Oh, word. Where's that?
Massachusetts.
Oh, nice. Is it like Portnoy's like hometown or something like that?
No, it's hometown. It's like a nice course in Mass somewhere, but...
Okay.
Hopefully a couple of the Barstool golf guys will be there.
That'd be cool.
Riggs will probably be there. Yeah.
Hashtag Team Hank. Hashtag Team Hank.
Yeah, that's wild. Huh?
Remember we saw Fran at 550
Fran.
In Saratoga? Wish we saw Rhea too. God, poor Rhea.
That area. Brittany says, Hannah cooks from that area too.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
She's.
I used to work.
She's kind of like the. She's kind of like the foreplay golf.
I used to work with a buddy. Shouts to Nick, and he lived in Saratoga, and he used to talk about Hannah Cook all the time because she worked at this bar, Bailey's. He's like, "Oh, I saw Hannah Cook." I was like, "Who is that?" And this is like before I was like into Barstool, but yeah, she's like
a local celebrity.
Yeah, she's like a local celebrity. In Portnoy, loves Saratoga. He's there. He goes like a bunch in the summer.
Ponies. He likes the ponies.
He likes the ponies. Loves the ponies.
What do you? You guys had a good. I don't know if you're gonna ask something else, but I was gonna say the Jets are kind of building the team. I think.
Oh yeah, baby. Dude, we won the draft. We won.
Right? Better than the Pats.
And Sauce, he's like, you know, toast of the town already down here, you know, in New York. He was at the Rangers game last night. They put him on the big screen. He's got the Sauce chain.
Wait, who's the dude whose dad's like a super Jet fan?
Jeremy Ruckert. Yeah, Ohio State tight end.
Those are some cool videos.
Yeah, he's a Long Island kid. South Shore, Long Island. Big-time Jets fan. I mean, that's amazing, right? Like, they all grew up Jet fans, and dad's a huge Jet fan, season ticket holder. How sick is that? Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, those videos are cool, him getting drafted.
Yeah.
I like those.
But yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I'm actually excited for a Jets season, first time, long time. They have the longest playoff drought right now. What's going on with your Packers? Are they primed? Are they ready? I saw they drafted a receiver.
They drafted a receiver. I know, to be honest, I wouldn't mind them spending a little cash if they could to pick up like there's still a couple of like decent receivers.
Metcalf's out there.
Debo.
DK's out there and Debo.
Debo. Yeah,
Debo's out there
or
too.
Did Debo get hired? Debo didn't get signed yet.
No, Odell tweeted Patriots as like a rumor 2 weeks ago, fucking around.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but yeah, those two are still out there, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You hear this? KD hasn't talked to the...
I saw that.
Your boy Adam there, big Nets guy.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Yeah. Shouts to Adam Arecchio. Shouts to Anytime Fitness Cliffside Park. He's not sweating yet.
Spoke to the Nets.
He's not sweating that.
Well, did you see him on the Letterman?
Letterman? I heard he was on it. I wanted to watch it. We watched the Brian Reynolds, and then I wanted to watch Durant, but we got distracted. What, did you watch it? Did he say anything of substance?
Yeah, I only saw the clip where he was, like, talking about smoking weed.
Oh, yeah, no, I know he's a big advocate for that. Why, does he smoke, like, every day?
Yeah, well, he's chilling there, and David Letterman's, like, asking about it, and he's like, "I'm high right now."
Oh, wow. It's like that. Okay.
Yeah, I think he, like, smokes every day, yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that level. I bet a lot of players do, though. You know?
But he said he started smoking when he was 22, which is, like, definitely a lot
interesting.
Older than when
when he was a pro.
When he was in NBA, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, let's see. Who was on the team? Someone got him into it. Who is he smoking with, hanging with?
It definitely wasn't. Westbrook does not seem like he smokes weed, like, ever. He's too uptight. Harden definitely seems like he smokes weed.
Probably Harden.
Yeah, probably the beer.
Harden definitely smokes weed.
Oh, he's washed. He's so washed. He shouldn't
you
get
think?
A, dude, there's no way anyone should throw him a max. He's done, man. He's not the type of player that's going to age well. I don't know. He's never really cared about being in shape. And he's just, you could just see the decline. I don't know. I don't think he cares anyway. But.
Harden?
Yeah, Harden, yeah.
When is it up?
He's due a contract. I think he's due a contract like this summer.
They'll trade him for Russell Westbrook.
Oh, God. he's another one, man. It's like, it's kind of over for these guys. Kyrie, I have no idea what happened to him.
New era. I love LaMelo.
Yeah, he's fun.
I think he's good. I think Lonzo's pretty good too, but like he just doesn't have a little shitload of stats. I feel like he's like a good game manager.
What's up with your?
I've always liked the balls, Ball Brothers.
What's up with your C's? I know you're not a Celtics fan, but you're in New England there. I know they're down at the half.
Yeah, 42-37. I think they can pull this out. It's crazy how low these games are going.
Yeah.
You know what it shows me is that they don't play that much defense in the regular season, which is kind of known, right? Like they don't go look at the lines, the over and under line.
Yep.
It was 203 tonight. Usually, the games, even good defenses are 210, 220. That's just low. Right now, it's 42-37 and a half.
And this,
it was 18-1 last game.
Oh, that was crazy. It was nuts. Yeah. They had I think 4 points in the quarter, right? Something crazy like that. The Heat, first quarter.
Yeah.
Last game. Yeah. I think the Celtics are going to, I think it's going to be Celtics Warriors, which would be a good final.
It'd be a good series.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sent you that Draymond.
Yeah. That was hilarious. That's so true though. So true, by the way. He's got a pretty good podcast. It's so fun. I kind of like it. How he could just go back home after a game and just be like, yeah, so this happened and that, you know what I mean? He can kind of
get inside of it. Yeah. I like it. I love, I think Charles Barkley is so fucking funny. Someone started a thread that I saw. I was just Charles Barkley might be top 10 funniest of all time. And then everyone starts in the thread, posting all these clips over the years and just shit that he says. And I think he's funny, dude. I like the TNT crew, man. I think that's kind of general consensus.
They're the best.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're a good blend. These ESPN, not that I don't like Jalen Rose and all them, but I don't know, kind of corny.
Yeah, ESPN Stephen A. Yeah, ugh, Greeny.
Stephen A. I like Stephen A. He's a little aggressive. I love. I like JJ. Hearing JJ Redick. JJ Redick's coming out.
I love JJ Redick. See, that's the problem with Stephen A. Is he's a baseline casual. I feel like he really doesn't know that much about what's going on in the NBA. You listen to The Ringer, Bill Simmons.
He's a more of a personality.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't really get into it like The Ringer guys do. Bill Simmons, Ryan Russillo, Kevin O'Connor. These guys are plugged in. They know about every player on every team.
Yeah. They could go through the whole NBA.
They're watching NBA League Pass. Stephen A is just, he's following the big teams, the big players. That's it. That's my problem.
Well, they even catch him saying, I think it might have been football, but, just saying players that weren't on, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You got this guy and this guy. And then someone's Stephen A, he's I meant, thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my beef with him. But, definitely the TNT crew's the best. I love them. I think the NBA, the problem with the NBA, you mentioned before how, there's barely any defense being played in the regular season and it's being played in the playoffs, whatever. They just need to lessen the games. It shouldn't be an 82-game season because you got players taking off all the time. It needs to be 72 games.
Yeah, I mean, you can shave some games. I mean, I don't know. Then you got to make tickets more expensive or whatever the hell it is. The media, you lose all these freaking time slots in your commercials or I don't even know, how much revenue is one game, I guess, and then do that math.
Yeah.
It might be something to do with it, but I don't know. That's, it's the fact that, it's tough. And I, definitely, respect the consistent players, LeBron, playing every night because a lot of people, I didn't go to that many games. That was once a year or whatever, And then all of a sudden, James Harden sitting out or whatever, or Kawhi or whatever. It's kind of sucks, When you're a 10-year-old kid or whatever.
They got to figure something out. I think Bill Simmons and Russell, they were talking about less games and then doing a mid-season tournament of some sort. I don't know. Something to appease both sides.
They could do is, something growing up, we used to do the winter jamboree. We would play just a half against somebody or two quarters, something like that, winter tournament or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A couple, instead of 12-minute games. couple shorter games maybe, or do games but do like a bunch in a little span, still have less games overall or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something to bring in dollars, because that's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
Did you watch Winning Time at all?
Yeah.
I've only watched like an episode. I want to keep watching it. Is it good? You like it?
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like the first episode.
So we've kind of ended the last, I forget how many pods, talking about Winning Time, just updates on it. And yeah, I liked it. It was very entertaining. I read the book, Showtime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was based off a book called Showtime, written by Jeff Perlman. Oh, okay. And it was really good. I read it years ago. So when I found out they were making a show off of it, and that, you know, what's-his-face was going to be involved, Adam, fuck, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank. The guy does all the funny movies. Anyway. But yeah, I like it a lot. I'd stick with it. It's entertaining. That's all I'm going to say about it, you know.
The guy who does the funny movies, Adam?
Yeah, what's-his-face?
Sandler?
No. He does he does the movies like Will Ferrell, like he did The Other Guys, did Step Brothers. Adam, what's his face? Hold on.
John C. Reilly?
Yeah, like he's done. Well, John C. Reilly plays Jerry Buss. What's his face?
Yeah, I've only seen one episode, but I want to keep watching it.
I don't know why. All
right, Celtics. Celtics coming back with a little bang here. 45-44. That's some quick buckets.
Let me see.
Celtics are kind of like Live and Die by Marcus Smart, man.
Oh, Adam McKay. That's his name, yeah. Adam McKay. He's behind Winning Time. He's done like every funny movie the last 20 years, pretty much, or been involved. But, all right, man. Did we get it? Did we get to everything? Yankees killing it.
The Yankees are doing great. I pretty much kind of just keep on the social media updates, flip to them when they're on.
Yeah,
TV,
I don't watch games. Yeah, I get the updates.
I can't watch games, man. I'll watch some games if they get into, you know, do a little run in October. You know, I'll tune in for.
I'll
most
tune in
games
then.
In the game,
I just can't get into baseball. Yeah.
You know, until they let people hit 75, 80 home runs in a year, it's, you know, no one's gonna care anymore. Like I used to, man. I used to be obsessed. I used to like. Maybe not quite naming the whole league, but I can name a lot of lineups start to finish. I can name the whole Red Sox, Yankees lineup, like start to finish, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or the whole AL East. Yeah. I don't even pay attention. I couldn't name, I don't think, I'm not confident I can name 20 MLB players, 15 MLB players.
No, seriously. I'm just so out of the loop. And,
no, probably that much. I know a lot of the Yankee players, but yeah, maybe, I don't know. I definitely couldn't name like two players on each team.
Yeah. It's
that was a test.
I'm just
I definitely used to be able to.
Yeah, no, same. I used to be more into it. I'm just not into it anymore. I get the updates from the Yes app, you know, and I know they're doing well, but yeah, I barely tune in.
I'm really into the NFL. I'm really into the NFL, like fantasy. I'm big in fantasy. I had a third place finish in a nice league this year, and kind of got my money back for it was like a big money league. Got my money back and a little bit more, and then. That's what I pay attention to. I know, like, maybe not the defense and lines, but I pretty much know every team's, like, you know, offensive weapons, who their starting quarterback is. Like,
yeah. NBA, NFL, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. NBA, I used to watch a lot. Like, I'm not really not watching as much of NBA. I've been watching a lot of the playoffs and the March Madness. My dad almost won the bracket we were all in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Came in third. Duke. Being screwed in.
Yeah, Duke. But
yeah. Well, yeah, I'm gonna go.
All right, brother.
Ripping, brother. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this was fun. We'll let's make
we
it.
We definitely didn't cover everything because you know a lot of things going on. You know, I mean,
I don't know. I thought we got to almost everything.
We cover a really good. You know, we covered a lot, but who knows? By the next time we talk, there could be a whole. Who knows what can happen?
Oh, God. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. We might not even be here.
Just going to keep doing my routine. Say hi to the family.
Yeah, likewise. Take care. Comb your hair.
We'll see you soon, brother.
All right. Peace.